This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The oil fields of North Dakota are a man's world, as is true in most any mining rush. At the end of the day, they crowd into sprawling camps or rented basements where they sleep in their cars. Not too many wives out there with their husbands. We've been airing a series called Black Gold Boom out of Williston, North Dakota. Portraits of people caught up in the middle of that rush. Today, independent producer Laura Candler visits a woman who did follow her husband.
It's just cramped. There's no other way to put it but just really crammed. We're, you know, family of six, soon to be seven, stuck in a 12 by 56 foot house. I'm Shannon Atwell, stay-at-home mom. My husband's been here almost 2 years, and me and the kids have been here for just over a year. Construction was getting really bad in Kansas City, so we decided to be proactive before it got too rough and decided to come out here and check it out and try out the oil boom thing. Right at the moment, we're living in what's called a skid house, which is basically a camper/trailer that they move around to the rig sites, and it's positioned on a salt water well right now. We can't drink our water in the house. We have to have bottled water. My kitchen, living room, dining room is within a 12 by high 17 foot square, and it is three bedroom with one bath. It's a shower only, which is kind of difficult with little guys. You really do good to have a bathtub.
This is a better table.
It was pretty funny when we first got here. The boys were just like, oh, look, there's a semi. Oh, look, there's a backhoe. Now it's like, there's another semi. There's another backhoe. They've just gotten so used to the large equipment out here. They sometimes ask why we can't go back to our home in Missouri, and, you know, we just try to explain to them this is where Daddy's job is, and, you know, we want to be together as a family. So sometimes, too, they ask, you know, why we can't have a real house, and, you know, it's hard to explain to a kid that there just isn't housing up here. But after a year, I've gotten to know some of the other oil-filled wives, and it's getting better.
Somebody's going to live in Kansas. All of us are going to live in Missouri.
I think, you know, in some ways it's cool that the boys are up here and it is such a male-dominated area, and we have some of the guys, you know, that are up here without their families come over and visit, and it's nice the boys are getting a little bit cultured. This economy right now, I really, with it being so bad, when I look out, sometimes I see all these truck drivers and stuff and think of how blessed all of us are up here that we have work, and we did upload our family and move 1,100 miles away on a let's pray this works and this is what we think we need to do. We went from a very nice home in Missouri that we just sold to this. Luckily, we're not living in a car or a man camp or anything, so we're doing pretty well.
You're right there and you tell them what to do.
Oh, wow.